Laudato Jesus Christus, Vatican and World News.
In the headlines this Wednesday, April the 23rd, the mortal remains of Pope Francis are transferred from the Casa Santa Marta Chapel to St. Peter's Basilica, where his body is lying in state. And we hear from those who knew, loved, and respected the late Pope as they recall personal memories or reflect on his legacy. In the Vatican, I'm Linda Bordoni. The mortal remains of Pope Francis were carried in procession on Wednesday morning from the Casa Santa Marta to St. Peter's Basilica. Cardinal Camerlengo Kevin Farrell led the rite of translation, and the Pope's body will lie in state so the faithful may pay their respects until his funeral on Saturday. Devon Watkins reports. Memento mei,
Domine Deus. The rite of translation of the body of Pope Francis took place in the Vatican on Wednesday morning, led by the College of Cardinals gathered in Rome following his death. Cardinal Kevin Farrell, Camerlengo of the Holy Roman Church, began the liturgical rite in the chapel of the Casa Santa Marta with a brief prayer for the soul of Pope Francis.
In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti.
In the opening prayer, Cardinal Farrell thanked God for the 12-year ministry of the late Pope.
Exact homo descendentes.
As we now leave this home, he prayed, let us thank the Lord for the countless gifts he has bestowed on the Christian people through his servant Pope Francis. Let us ask God in his mercy and kindness, continued Cardinal Farrell, to grant to the late Pope an eternal home in the kingdom of heaven and to comfort with celestial hope the papal family, the church in Rome, and the faithful throughout the world.
Christa fidelibus tota orbe diffusis.
The College of Cardinals then led the procession of the coffin through the Vatican Santa Marta Square, under the Arch of the Bells, and into St. Peter's Square. Over 20,000 people had gathered in the square to pay their respects to the late Pope, erupting into subdued but sustained applause as his coffin was carried up the steps and into St. Peter's Basilica. The late Pope's coffin was placed in front of the altar of the confession, and the choir chanted the Litany of the Saints in Latin for the repose of his soul. Cardinal Farrell then led a brief liturgy of the Word, which included a reading from the Gospel of John for Jesus' priestly prayer, proclaiming the love of God for him and for his disciples. Members of the College of Cardinals then paid their respects to the late Pope Francis, followed by the faithful gathered in St. Peter's Basilica. The basilica will remain open until his funeral on Saturday morning so that the faithful may pay their respects to the late Pope Francis. I'm Devon Watkins.
And on Tuesday, the Holy See Press Office, as we have just heard, announced that the Pope's funeral mass will take place on Saturday, April the 26th at 10 o'clock a.m. in St. Peter's Square. Cardinal Giovanni Battista Re, Dean of the College of Cardinals, will preside at the Mass, which will be concelebrated by patriarchs, cardinals, archbishops, bishops and priests from across the globe. Following the liturgy, the body of Pope Francis will be solemnly translated to the Basilica of St. Mary Major in Rome for entombment in the earth and in a simple and unadorned coffin, according to the wishes of the late pontiff. Sister Norma Pimentel is a Mexican-American Catholic nun with a long-standing commitment to support migrants along the U.S.-Mexican border. The member of the Missionaries of Jesus Congregation, who serves as the executive director of the Catholic Charities of the Rio Grande Valley in Texas, was a good friend of Pope Francis, whom, as we all know, upheld the rights and dignity of migrants and refugees with force throughout his pontificate. Speaking to Vatican Radio, Sister Pimentel, who was named one of Time magazine's 100 most influential people of 2020, remembers how the late Pope was one of her greatest advocates and how much his encouragement drove her efforts.
I met the border in the United States with Mexico, right in South Texas. And because I am here at the border, the many families that migrate from everywhere in the world, especially Central America, and it started with many countries in Central America like Guatemala, Honduras, and Salvador, but it continued on to many other people from other parts of the world. And it was a place where people would come from after long journeys of weeks and possibly months. And by the time they arrived to the border, they were in a very sad state of needing help.
You've had somewhat of a privileged friendship with Pope Francis.
Really a very sad time. His passing is really heartfelt because he was an amazing presence to all of us, and especially in my life. He was there in a very beautiful way. Having him single me out as recognizing the work here in South Texas that so many of us came together to respond and welcome the many immigrant families that were arriving to our community right here at the border. And he saw that and he acknowledged that and he wanted to say thank you. And not only thank you, but actually telling me, I love you. Te quiero mucho. Continue doing what you're doing. It's amazing. And please do that. His presence in my life was a wonderful inspiration to have courage. You know, his presence, his words were of courage, and to continue to lead and to be that voice that brings the vulnerable, the innocent, the most fragile people that are hurting up to the forefront so people can see and can acknowledge and for them to have a voice.
And that was Sister Norma Pimentel speaking there to Deborah Castellano-Luboff. And for South Sudan, a nation grappling with the wounds of war and the plight of the displaced, the news of Pope Francis's death felt like the silencing of a rare and steadfast voice that spoke for the voiceless. In an interview with Vatican News, Cardinal Stephen Amayu, Archbishop of Juba, expressed the heartbreak of a people who, as he put it, have lost the only advocate who constantly reminded the world of their forgotten war.
For us, it is a loss, a great loss for the people of South Sudan, because he was the only advocate for us in South Sudan, who always put our problems at the spotlight. And now we have just suddenly lost him. Even as late as the other Sunday, on the 30th of March, he mentioned our own problems of Sudan and South Sudan. We have lost the advocate, the one who used to talk about our problems. Because in this world, where there are many wars, there are wars that are forgotten, and our war has been forgotten. But he always talked about our wars, about our suffering. And so that's why I say we have lost a great man, our advocate.
And that was Cardinal Stephen Amayu, Cardinal of Juba, South Sudan, speaking there to John Baptist Tumisime. And among those expressing their sorrow over the Pope's death is Cardinal Antoine Kabanda of Kigali in Rwanda. He spoke to Vatican Radio about the Pope's legacy and in particular his journeys to Africa.
It's a moment of great sorrow for the Church and for the whole world, the loss of His Holiness Pope Francis, because he was a person who loved all people. He went beyond the borders of the Church and embraced all people of all walks of life, non-Christians, non-Catholics, and of different categories. He was a friend of so many. So it is a great sorrow for all of us. He was a man of great love and compassion, which reveals his great love for God. And it is in this love of God that is the source of life of the neighbor. And for this, he was very much concerned for peace. And he was concerned for the vulnerable, the poor and the vulnerable. And that's why he was pleading for peace everywhere, in particular on the African continent, the visits that Pope Francis made in Africa were visits in those countries which are troubled with war and violence. The first visit in Central Africa, pleading for peace. Visit in DRC, Democratic Republic of Congo, pleading for peace. And in South Sudan, we were touched by the images of Pope Francis kneeling and kissing the feet of the leaders of the conflicting parties in South Sudan, pleading that they come aware of their brotherhood and live in peace. This shows the great love he had and compassion for the people.
And that was Cardinal Antoine Kabanda of Kigali, Rwanda, speaking there to Vatican Radio's Françoise Nyamian. The World Union of Catholic Women's Organizations, or WACWO, joins the voices of thousands offering their condolences and prayers for the repose of the soul of Pope Francis. In an interview with Vatican Radio, Monica Santamarina, the President General of WACWO, reflects on the late Pope's impact on the organization and the thousands of women across the world who benefited from his papacy.
The World Union of Catholic Women's Organization and its more than 8 million women around the world deeply mourn the departure to the Father's house of our beloved Pope Francis. We give thanks for his life, his witness, and his great legacy. He taught us to walk with joy, to care for the most vulnerable, and to be a missionary church in mission. A prophet of hope, he promoted an open-door pastoral care to bring us all, without exception, closer to God's mercy, and work tirelessly for peace, fraternity, and care for our common home. We know that the best way to honor his memory is to put his teachings into practice and to continue working, guided by the Holy Spirit and by his successor, for a renewed synodal church in mission, with a feminine face that identifies it by its tenderness, closeness, and mercy, and in which we all walk together. As he asked us in the last audience he gave us, we will continue to be Samaritans, companions on the journey, bringing hope and serenity to hearts, helping and making others help to alleviate so many bodily and spiritual needs of humanity. As he himself said, death is an embrace with the Lord, to be lived in hope, and it is with that hope that we join in prayer of thanksgiving for his life and to ask for his eternal rest.
And that was Monica Santamaria, President General of the World Union of Catholic Women's Organizations, speaking there to Kelsey Gussie. That brings us to the end of this edition of Vatican and World News, but of course carry on following us on all of our platforms as we bring you all the events in this incredibly poignant time of the year. So follow us on vaticannews.va, on Facebook, X and Instagram. My thanks go to Alberto Giovannetti in studio. In the Vatican, I'm Linda Bordoni. Bye-bye.